Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's also an exciting time to be a fan of the Dallas Cowboys, getting ready to head out to Oxnard, California for camp. We leave on Thursday.
I'll see you in Oxnard, sir.
We will see you in Oxnard, sirs, and very much looking forward to getting out there to California and bringing you the best possible coverage we can. And one of the biggest stories, obviously, in Cowboy land is what is going to happen with Ezekiel Elliott.
Go
and now,
Cowboys.
NFL executives from across the league spoke to Albert Breer anonymously and talked about if they would pay Zeke. I'm assuming this is anonymously, right? Is
oh,
this,
yeah.
It's all anonymous?
Yeah, no names. Can't attach your name to that.
Okay, is the just before you get into these, is the consensus that most of them would pay Zeke, or is it pretty split?
So basically what they were talking about, first of all, is that right now in the NFL, and this is, first of all, before we talk about the specific executives, he talked to a bunch of scouts as well, and is asking scouts about the running back position, and most of them were like, there's only like a couple good ones. And then there's a lot of, you know, that second tier guys. There are a bunch of those guys running around. You can go get you a Nick Chubb, you know. Those guys are all around. So they mentioned the specific names of the elite guys, what they're looking for, the new mold for elite NFL running backs. 225-pound guys who can play three downs. Okay? You guys want to guess who they are? There's just four on this list here.
It's not a list,
but it's what the scouts gave you of the meet that criteria.
One is obviously Le'Veon Bell.
Uh-huh.
Gurley.
Gurley's, yeah. And then, Saquon Barkley.
Saquon and Zeke. Yeah. There you go. And they mentioned David Johnson for a time was kind of in there.
God, I totally forgot he existed.
One NFC personnel man told Albert Breer, those four are all from the same mold. They're 220 pounds. They can play all three downs. They're rare. Maybe they become less rare in time, but they're unicorns right now. And to replace one, you need three guys.
What?
Two first and second down runners, and then a third down guy.
So that's all in favor of paying.
Well, think about if you don't have Zeke, what do you have? You have two first and second down runners and Mike Weber and Darius Jackson, and you have a third down guy in Tony Pollard.
Mm-hmm.
So, are we sure that I think Weber might be a no down runner?
I mean, dude, I don't say that.
Talking about number 40?
Yeah.
Well, let's wait till Friday when we're all out in Oxnard at camp.
No, I'm okay.
And get our eyes on Mike Weber
first. I don't want to see
him
this camp.
The Cowboys, first of all, if you're like Cowboys draft board wise, my suspicion is they had Weber graded higher than Tony Pollard.
Now, we did have somebody tell us that recently, too, to confirm what you're saying. Somebody sent us a text about that the other day. So
my suspicion is that that was a typo.
I had a 7 on Weber. But I also had a 5 on Pollard, so
I had him working at Home Depot. I just didn't have him getting drafted.
I had a 7 on him in a really weak running back draft.
I had him a 7 on him in the CFL.
Right.
So they go on, and he asked two personnel men, okay, here's the deal, man. I need you to answer me right now. Would you pay Zeke? All right? With the Dallas situation, would you pay Zeke? One guy quickly said yes. The other personnel man, after about 15 seconds of consternation, said this: I'd be nervous. You have the injury question. You see what happened with Gurley, and you have to take care of Dak and Amari. But would I pay Zeke? I probably would.
He flatlined?
Yeah, he flatlined for a minute.
Yeah.
He said he's that good. So
he is that good. And but it's so interesting. Let's look at that list, shall we? And I tell you what, let's include David Johnson on the list since he was the outlier. All right, you have Saquon, you have Saquon on a rookie contract. You have Zeke on a rookie contract. You have Le'Veon Bell that signed with the Jets, and then they immediately tried to cut him or trade him. I don't even, what are they doing? What's happening? They fired the guy who signed him. Think about how stupid the Jets' Le'Veon Bell situation is. How do you feel about the David Johnson situation?
Not great, but it was a broken wrist with him, a little freak injury, not a, you know.
And by the way, Arizona's where you go to die. When you brought up David Johnson, I suddenly feared for the life of Kyler Murray. I feared for his football life. And then Todd Gurley. Either one of you guys going to do the Todd Gurley deal again?
I mean, there's an injury history and a new injury, right?
There's just no way.
Well, what about, okay,
the ACL, and they would, just started to degenerate, and you see that a lot with guys, ACL guys and running backs.
They would have undid that deal going into the playoffs if they could have.
I would take Saquon Barkley or Zeke or Le'Veon Bell in a heartbeat. And there's other good running backs, too. Obviously, Christian McCaffrey and Alvin Kamara are different hybrids. They're not that style of, you know, they do other things, but... Joe Mixon's good. Melvin Gordon's good. I mean, there's other really good running backs. And if I think what you have to look at it through is the lens of who the Cowboys are. We want to change their identity. We want them to have an open offense. We want them to step into the new millennium. But that's not who they are. They are a pound it and ground it running football team. So they need a guy like Zeke. Unless they're going to change their whole identity and philosophy, they desperately need Zeke. And beyond that, they don't have anybody behind him. They don't have anybody else.
They have this guy, and he just texted in. You can always text in at 877-881-1053. This is Mike Weber. Why the disrespect? If you are a Cowboy and you're listening, feel free. Obviously, it's not him.
Pretty good.
No disrespect whatsoever to Tony.
That's right.
I understand not wanting to pay Zeke because of the reasons Jeff has laid out. I totally get it. But I think you just have to take one step back away from that and look at the whole roster, the whole situation, how close you are, the coach, the owner. You got to look at everything. And that's where I go, why are we pinching peanuts?
What are you pinching?
Peanuts.
Oh, my God.
You got to crack the shell, man.
You keep your fantasies to yourself, and you let us do a sports show, sir. Sir.
Yeah. What is peen?
Good God. I'd like to apologize to our listeners, especially the kids in the car.
Why can't the Cowboys both be a passing team and a ground it and pound it team? Like my example here, and it's easy to give the Patriots as every example. Look what the Patriots did in the Super Bowl. They came out of nowhere and like, hey guys, we're gonna put three running backs on the field.
But
like,
the Patriots,
like, we're gonna load it up and we're gonna go jumbo on you.
The Patriots are awesome. The exact opposite of the Cowboys. The Cowboys are like, this is our identity, and we're going to cram it down your throat. We don't care if you know it's coming. We're going to out-execute you. And the Patriots are like, all right, we've analyzed the situation. We feel like this is a weakness on your team. We're going to expose it until you fix it, and we're going to do it over and over and over and over. We're going to get you in matchups that aren't advantageous for you, and we're going to lean on that, and we're going to beat you in a chess match because we're smarter than you. One week we might go to our tight end a ton. The next week we might run this running back a ton. Hey, the next week we might run this running back a ton. The Patriots are all about busting tendencies and being unpredictable. You never know what the hell they're going to do. The Cowboys are the most predictable thing in the universe.
You know what's fun, too, is that article we were referencing yesterday that talked about Amari Cooper's touchdown projections dropping and Melvin Gordon's production dropping. In that same article, they talked about the ascension of Sony Michel and expect him to have a really big year, that he's trending up. But to Ben's point, you never know when New England's going to pull a 180 and do something completely different. But I do think it's fascinating. It makes me feel good about the Cowboys that New England just really invested heavily in the running back position.
Yeah, it does me too. Like when good cultures, good organizations that you respect do something that you're doing in some way at all. Yeah, absolutely. You do the Spider-Man point. Hey, like us.
But like, so like we haven't invested much in safety. Okay. We haven't invested much in backup quarterback. So I'm not really mad at the Cowboys for not investing much in backup running back. And it could hurt you if this thing plays out. But I was thinking about this. I was like, my God, when the Eagles signed their eighth running back the other day and Darren Sproles, I was sitting there going, well, I mean, four of those guys are obviously going to get cut. But they have five guys who could be on NFL rosters. Okay. And one of them is probably going to end up not making it. But to me, that's like, if there's any, you know, position that I'm comfortable with them not being loaded at it backup, and it's running back, because I think Zeke can handle that. I'm just not worried about, I mean, I'm willing to be wrong a year from now. I'm not worried about Zeke like I was always worried about Todd Gurley getting hurt.
Okay, but
and then same way with Saquon, just because that big injury hasn't happened to him yet.
Sure, I get it, but at the same time, you're talking about a guy that 77 catches and will lead the league in touches and carries, and it's and he's got a super physical style where he intentionally runs over defenders and tries to punish them, so they think about that in their head. So he not only gets tackled on every play, he also tackles somebody on every play. And so the beating he takes, does it just make sense that He's that guy that will never, ever get hurt, even though every football player gets hurt, even though it's so incredibly physical. For whatever reason, that guy that probably didn't take the best care of himself, that guy's going to never get hurt.
So as we're having this discussion, ESPN's on in the background, and they're just showing Zeke highlights. And the whole time I'm watching it, as he's just kicking ass and dominating, I'm just sitting there going, what was our good friend Sean Sharif watching?
Right. Right.
I mean, it's just one clip after another of Zeke just running around people, and then when he's out of space, he runs through somebody. I mean, he's
I watch more football than you do.
He's the best running. I love Saquon. I think Zeke's the best running back in football.
He's Agreed. The best running back in franchise history. No offense,
hey,
Emmett.
Hey, sir!
It's true.
Okay, hold on. Now,
it's true.
Hold on. Are you just saying
Let's just
talent?
Hope he's as good as you were, Emmett.
Talent-wise?
Absolutely.
Okay, so it's like saying Josh Hamilton's the best Ranger or
A-Rod.
Or A-Rod.
Take a shot to the lino?
Shut up, Shippy! Because it was such a short time. You're not saying he's done more than Emmett.
No,
because
not
yet. You'd be a dumbass. You'd get fired. You're saying he's got more talent in his best year.
I bet he has in terms of like overall activities. I bet Zeke has done more than Emmett.
Dude, he already has more touches than Emmett. I mean, they are running him into the ground here.
Are we talking football or what? Because overall activities, Zeke clearly has done more than Emmett.
Yeah.
Just overall.
I think Michael Irvin has the most touches.
Like, so this is where the two cases that popped up, and I was like, I wasn't getting frustrated by it, but I was kind of rolling my eyes when there's a lot of the DeMarco Murray comparisons. I'm like, well, DeMarco Murray was always hurt. And DeMarco Murray had a great year, but DeMarco Murray, you can see and go, he's not special like Zeke is. Lamar Miller, who was a free agent that year, a couple years ago, it's like, well, you don't pay him. He's not special. Zeke's one of those four guys.
Yeah,
you keep him.
That's actually what Sean was talking about DeMarco Murray.
The 903 says, what did Sean say? So we need to reset.
Oh, Sean said that he just didn't think, you know, he took the conversation to a new level. It wasn't, do you pay Zeke or don't you pay Zeke? It was, what does Zeke do that's special?
What makes Zeke special?
Oh, my God.
Tell me.
Guys, important text we just got from the 817. I won't give the whole number because he's a celebrity. This guy says, this is Emmett Smith. Why the disrespect, KT?
Oh, my God, Tizzle.
Ooh.
Yeah. Look below that. Tom Brady texted in earlier, too.
Oh, hey, it's so great to have Brady listening. And that's the kind of due diligence he does on other teams.
Yep.
Listens to the best radio shows cover those teams. So he's trying to learn more about the Cowboys.
He was doing that while his daughter was struggling to swim.
What did KT want to pinch?
Coming up next.